how do you know which result is the right one for you? How do you know which tour or which hotel? There are so many options out there. And I am more like a guide for people in helping them figure out what fits them best for what they're looking for.
Welcome to the Plan Your Central Florida Wedding Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Schmidt, editor of Greater Orlando's top wedding publication, Orange Blossom Bride. I'm sure when you said yes, you had no idea you were jumping on this roller coaster that is wedding planning. The goal of this podcast is to help make the wedding planning process less stressful and a lot more fun. We'll provide you with great tips and ideas, along with expert advice from some of the area's top wedding pros. So let's get started planning your Central Florida wedding. Your honeymoon will most likely be the first trip you take as a married couple. Locations like Italy, Hawaii, and the Caribbean have long been popular destinations. However, many couples are looking for more unique destinations to celebrate their new life together. In this episode, I'll be talking with Teresa Chu Bermudez of Get Out Custom Travels about unique destinations for your honeymoon that are sure to make your trip unforgettable. Teresa is the owner of Get Out Custom Travels and specializes in honeymoon planning. She uses her over 5 years of travel industry experience to help couples plan a once-in-a-lifetime honeymoon. So welcome, Teresa.
Thanks again for having me, Amanda. It's super exciting to be back on the podcast.
I am really excited to have you because last time we talked on the podcast, let's be honest, the world was much, much different.
It was very different.
So last time we talked to Teresa, it was pre-COVID. People were traveling literally everywhere. And now I'm excited to be talking to you again because it's a sign that things are getting back to normal and couples are wanting to plan their honeymoon again. And you know better than anybody how to navigate that.
Yeah, I feel like my job now is not just being a vacation planner, a honeymoon planner, but it's also just looking at all the travel restrictions and just letting people know, hey, like, as we're planning your trip now, this is how things stand. But then your trip is until, you know, next year. By that time, things could be so completely different. Mm-hmm. So I'm also someone who stays on top of everything that's going on. And it's super sweet sometimes when people send me news, like, did you hear that Germany, like this? And I'm like, thank you so much for sending this to me. Yes. You know, I do this every day, but it's super sweet that they think about me. But, you know, it's part of the job now is to stay on top of everything travel related, just so I can best advise the clients that come to me. Many times they'll, you know, have these big honeymoon dreams. And, you know, right now there are destinations where it's not really possible to plan anything. So, you know, setting that expectation and letting them know that we can start planning, but just FYI, you know, we might have to change things.
Right. Well, and I think that goes with anything in life, right? If you set the expectation ahead of time, when it happens, it's not so jarring because you knew it was right. A possibility. And I'll be honest, Teresa and I, we were just talking about this prior to recording, how long we've known each other. And I met Teresa about 5 years ago, we were saying, and I didn't even know a honeymoon planner was a thing. Of course, I knew travel agents were a thing. But I think a lot of couples don't realize that this is an option for them when it comes to planning their honeymoon. And it makes it so much more enjoyable. And you have access to options they didn't even know existed.
Exactly. And I think last time we talked about bucket list trips for honeymoons. Yep. Because I know personally, when I got married, I was just so overwhelmed with wedding planning that the honeymoon was not a priority. Mm-hmm. I did not plan anything so grand. Like I was thinking like, oh, a really great international trip. And this was before I was in the industry. I was working an office job at the time. And I was just so overwhelmed that I was like, you know what? We're just going to do a domestic trip for our honeymoon. It turned out really well, but it really wasn't what I had initially wanted. Mm-hmm. So I know like if I had even known that travel advisors and honeymoon planners were a thing back then, I could have had a completely different honeymoon experience.
Well, and I mean, working, we will be talking about unique locations, by the way, but working with somebody that provides your services, and I can totally vouch for Teresa, although I did not use you for a honeymoon, I've used you for several trips, and one of them being during COVID, and it was flawless. So I can totally vouch for her services. They're amazing. Side note there. But when it comes to doing that, you know, it is overwhelming and there's so much to do. So know you have somebody in your corner really will entice, I think, couples to really go for it, because it is the first trip that you're going to do as a couple, as a married couple.
Right. Yes. And as we all know, you know, one of the first things we do when we start researching anything is to go onto Google. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of my current clients, what they try to do first is just go on Google and try and plan their trip themselves. And, you know, I welcome people to go onto Google and just figure out what it is that you like. But more often than not, we end up getting incredibly overwhelmed by all the search results. I mean, right now, if you were to Google Italy honeymoon, there's going to be like millions upon millions of results that pop up. And for most people, it's like, how do you know which result is the right one for you? How do you know which tour or which hotel? There are so many options out there. And I am more like a guide for people in helping them figure out what fits them best for what they are looking for.
Mm-hmm. And kind of like a honeymoon matchmaker. They tell you what they want and you make it happen. You give them their options. Exactly. It's great. Mm-hmm. So like you had mentioned with Italy, and we said Hawaii and the Caribbean, those are all very popular. As with weddings in general, couples are trying to go the unique route and make it more personalized to them. So what destinations are you seeing that may be couples didn't even know that was an option?
Right. And during the pandemic, I really did have such great opportunities to be able to go in person to some of these places that are open. And just seeing them for myself is just what opened my eyes to, hey, this could definitely be a great honeymoon destination for the couple who is, you know, looking for something different. So one of the big ones that I went to recently is Dubai. Mm-hmm. I absolutely fell in love with the area, and I feel like there's so much to learn, and Dubai is great for the couple who loves culture, who loves to have really unique experiences, who wants to experience like a night out in the desert with the Bedouins and have this full-on experience of watching them, you know, do their whole falconry show, and to be able to, you know, take a hot air balloon ride in the morning once you wake up. So there are so many things in Dubai to do that many people just don't really think about, and having a travel advisor who can put something together with all these different experiences can help make the planning so much easier.
And I love how Teresa is not joking when she says she's been to these places. I feel like you have probably been everywhere. Have you been to Antarctica?
That is the only continent I have not been
on. So, I mean, that's fair. Like, who has been to Antarctica? You're not a scientist, but I mean, you've literally been everywhere, which makes a huge difference when you are recommending things, because you have personal experience with a lot of those. And to that note, you go these places, a lot of times you go on like a press trip, correct? So they are showing you everything.
Yep. Yes. And we're meeting people in destination as well. And that's one of the things that, you know, I take really seriously, is making sure I invest, you know, my time and my resources to going to these places personally, because that is what makes me that much better of an advisor for my clients, to be able to tell them like, hey, this is going to be, you know, the best way for you to get from point A to point B. And you know, small things like that, that we don't really think about until we're there in destination. Right. We're like, oh shoot, like I did not think about this.
Right. And that helps you enjoy it, because you're not dealing with the surprises. It's setting expectations, like we said. So that's great. So what's another location that you think would be really great for honeymoons that isn't really thought of often?
So for the couple who loves nature, who loves adventure, the Galapagos is definitely an amazing destination for couples to experience. And there are so many different ways to do the Galapagos. But I work with a couple of great suppliers who offer like a small ship kind of experience where they are very sustainable in that they use certain features on their ship that does not disturb the natural environment. You're able to just snorkel off of the ship, you know, jump into the water. They'll have little boats that take you to different excursions, things like that, where you're still getting a very nice, comfortable, and in many cases, like a luxury experience, but you're really out in nature. You're experiencing the Galapagos, things that most people don't even get to see. And if you are really into just biology, nature, you know, there are couples who just love that mm-hmm. kind of feel. You get to see the animals. The Galapagos would be the perfect destination for couples to consider.
And I love that that was on the list that you had sent me, because I'll be honest, and this may make me sound not that smart, but I'm going to say it anyway. I didn't even know that you could visit there. I didn't know that was a destination you could go to.
You can absolutely do it. Yeah, you can absolutely do it. And one of the suppliers that I work with, you can book this experience where you're sleeping under the stars on the ship. Like you have a little private dinner and then you can just sleep under the stars out in the open. And, you know, out there, stars are so much brighter mm-hmm. because you don't have those city lights. So what a romantic thing to do on your honeymoon.
Oh, absolutely. And another location you mentioned was Japan. And you actually, I mean, it wasn't a honeymoon, but you went with your whole family to Japan, didn't you, recently?
I did. I did go to Japan, but this was in 2019.
So prior
and
to everything.
And right now, prior to all the fun. Yeah, the last 2 years were a blur, exactly. So it does feel recent. Yeah, and, you know, I went with my family, but Japan is becoming more and more popular of a destination for couples to go to. And I think it has to do with a lot of the culture. You know, people love Japanese culture, Japanese art. They're into anime, but they also want to experience the food and the people. And Japan can be very daunting to plan because it's a completely different language. It's on the other side of the world. And there are just so many different customs that a lot of people, they're just nervous about, you know, traveling to a place they don't really know. So I absolutely love helping couples plan their trips to Japan because everyone who comes back from Japan, they always tell me, I cannot wait to go back. I want to go back to Japan again. So one of my favorite destinations to book.
And it is something totally different from the United States. I mean, I've never been, but you could, from what I saw when you went, It was very eye-opening. And if you want to get an idea of Teresa's travels, always check out her Instagram because you are always going somewhere, more so now, and you post all kinds of stuff on there. So, and great tips and all that good stuff. So,
yeah, that's what I try to do, especially now. There are so many more things to think about now. Whether that's, you know, getting your COVID test done or vaccination statuses or what's open, where can you go? There's so many more things to think about. And it's not impossible to travel now. It just takes a bit more work to do so. And for the folks who are willing to do the additional work in terms of like thinking about extra things, to me, I think it's well worth it to be able to go somewhere, to be able to uplift that local community, because the world largely relies on travel and tourism. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I notice that more now, just thinking about everyone who's impacted. So You can go places, you just need to do it right. And I'm here to help people do it the right way and to be able to feel good about the fact that they're helping a community rise up from, you know, everything the pandemic has caused.
Right. And it's such a great point to make about, it's not just going and traveling and doing your thing. There is a greater purpose of it. And there's a lot of communities that have been hit super hard by all the shutdowns and the travel restrictions. So if that helps you plan your wedding, to know that that's going to be helping others out as well. I mean, plan your honeymoon, not your wedding. That's a great thing too. So what is a top tip that you always give couples now post-COVID?
stay flexible. I always tell them, like, we just right now for traveling, you never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, things might change, things might cancel last minute, but I'm here to help you navigate those changes. Mm-hmm. So just mentally prepare for things potentially changing, but know that you have support to be able to still make the trip something that you absolutely love, even if we have to make certain revisions behind the scenes.
Right. So after talking to you and couples listening to this podcast, I know they are now encouraged to book their honeymoon and get the process going. So how would they reach out to you?
They could find me on social media. I'm on Instagram at Get Out Custom Travels. You can also send me an email, teresa@getoutcustomtravels.com, or just visit my website, getoutcustomtravels.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us today. And I am so excited that we are moving in the right direction when it comes to travel.
Yes, me too.
I know I'm preaching me to too. The choir on that one, but thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Amanda.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Plan Your Central Florida Wedding Podcast. For more Orlando wedding inspiration and tips, head on over to orangeblossombride.com. And if you're looking for amazing wedding pros to help bring your wedding day together, make sure to check out our wedding vendor directory. Until next time, happy planning.